You're listening to The Ryan Show. This is The Ryan Show. You're listening to The Ryan Show. This is The Ryan Show. You're listening to The Ryan Show. This is The Ryan Show. You're listening to The Ryan Show. This is The Ryan Show.
Hey, man, the only place I go. Every night, it's the Ryan Show.
Captain Stiggs, Mr. Cheeks, and myself.
Check us out for an hour, enjoy yourself.
Or maybe
listen,
more.
Good music and special guests. Listen, we the best, forget the rest.
It's just me and Ryan, Cheeks the team. Yeah, we about to reign supreme.
Come on.
Yeah, we coming over and we taking the scene. Yeah, we should be on that limelight up on the screen. Yeah, you know my team. Yeah, we really just doing this. Fluid up every time, we really just moving this.
Yeah, man, we mix it up. To all of my fellas and chicks, what up?
Hey,
best believe, we the new wave. Mr. T's Rob, Boogie, and Hampton Dave.
Let's go.
You're listening to The Ryan Show. This is The Ryan Show. You're listening to The Ryan Show. It's the Ryan Show. You're listening to the Ryan
Show. This is the Ryan Show. This is the Ryan Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are now listening live to The Ryan Show.
To The Ryan Show, baby. To The Ryan Show. The only one that do it what it do. Nobody do it like The Ryan Show do. Let's
and
go.
Nobody brings the bingage quite like Mr. Cheeks.
Yes, sir. What
of
it do?
The Lost Boys.
That's right. L's up, everybody.
Nothing
up,
brings
Ra?
The bingage like the socialite Hamptons Dave.
Hampton Doobie.
Who is not with us tonight? It's like 2 weeks in a row without HD introing with us. But you know what? You're going to get a lot of Hamptons Dave tonight.
It'll be
because
back.
He's here for the interview that we actually pre-recorded.
Bing.
With up-and-coming artist Dill. This kid is 24, I believe, 24 years old, and he's got a platinum record.
Right.
And he kind of retired for like 3 years. He had like a one-hit wonder. This kid actually didn't put out like any music at all. Happened to be on a record with an artist that had a song that went platinum.
Hmm.
And now here we are 3 years later. He's put out a few songs since. So we're going to get to sit down and know Dill. Not you and I, Mr. Cheeks, but
yeah, the one
you know,
pre-recorded.
Like we did in the day. Exactly. And you had quite the week this week, huh? A lot of driving.
Yeah, a lot of driving. Shout out to ATL. Shout out to Bowie. Happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shout out to my big brother, Jay Raff. His birthday coming up, 31st. Gotta give him some love. He out there in ATL. Pretty little, what it do? Shout out to D-Dro. See my boy Messiah, LB Fam. You already know, it was a good weekend. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of LB Fam seem to move down to Atlanta.
Yeah, or they just came to the party, too.
Oh, they just came to the party?
Yeah, everybody came from Miami, Virginia, North Carolina.
Wow.
Queens. Lost Boys, we was deep in the ATL.
What's the
ATL
saying for Lost Boys again? How many, 1,000 ghettos deep, what is it?
1,000 ghettos deep, baby. Yeah. Facts.
And to those that have heard J-Raff mentioned in the songs, like, I always
Chief
heard J-Raff. Chief of Staff.
He's like the Paulie, you know what I'm saying?
I was like the Paulie.
If you know who Paulie is, you know what I'm talking about.
Shout out to J-Raff, and he's a cool
yes,
dude.
Sir.
Yeah, he came up recently, you saw him. So, busy week, you're down in Atlanta. Killing it at a birthday party. We were up here just getting ready for August 12th.
Woo.
Once again, we have to plug this early. Horror movie party. We're going to hit you guys with surprises.
Facts.
Actors, Cheeks. Actors from old movies like Friday the 13th.
Nice.
I wish I could say we could get someone like Jamie Lee Curtis out here.
Oh, man. That'd be bananas, kid.
But yeah,
we can do that, though. We can do that. We just ain't do it yet.
Exactly.
You
we could do it. If we want to get
we're
Jamie
gonna
Lee
We're
going to
do that now that you mention it. Jamie Lee, we looking for you, babe.
Where you at, girl?
Where you at, girl?
Well, this weekend we have some of the more obscure actors from these horror movies. Guys that were behind masks. So you might not really recognize them, but just know that they were these guys that were terrorizing and killing these young, supple teens while they were at summer camp or in their dreams.
We need to bring the projector out for that night?
definitely bringing the projector.
Pat, I'm coming to see you.
It's going to be a little different because, like you said, we're actually going to be playing some movies earlier in the day at the Five Spot. We're going to be playing some horror movies that some of these guys are featured in, or at least the best of scenes. Yeah, so this is at the Five Spot, as per norm, 459 Myrtle Avenue, August 12th, horror movie party.
Horror movie night.
Horror movie night.
Monday the 12th. It's crazy.
With Bobby J and Afro up there on the mic performing.
Also, Justin Chaz Money.
Oh, that's right. And so Just and Chaz Money are coming down from where? Albany?
Long Island and Albany.
Long Island and Albany.
Just coming from Long Island. Chaz coming from Albany. Bing.
Colliding in Brooklyn.
Yes,
sir. All right. So yeah, save the dates, guys. All right. We don't you know, we put a lot into these things. We're only doing it once a month now. We're doing these things too much, but we were just, it's too much to party every Monday night. We say Monday is the new Friday, but we mean that. We also have Friday on top of that. And look, I'm about to be a dad now.
Yeah.
I've got things on my plate. I can't be out there getting lit every single Monday. Only one Monday. Now that I'm a father, almost a father, one Monday a month is all I need to go out and become.
The people just need one month right now. Once a month, you know what I'm saying? Come on out. It's kind of better, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to do it every Monday because, you know, people want to give it a little rest and come back the next time. So it's all good. Yeah, I think once a month is good, kid.
It's the way to do it.
It's once a month.
And wow, you know, another more news, that promo reel.
Oh, God.
That promo reel is fire. Everyone go to our Instagram. Actually, go to my Instagram, at The Ryan Show, and Mr. Cheek's Instagram, because I'm sure by the time you're listening to this, he'd have posted it.
That's right.
At Mr. Cheek's Lost Boys, to see our brand new promo reel trailer up on IGTV. Share it with your friends. Let people know that we're coming. Show LL Cool J and all of our friends over at Sirius XM that we mean business.
That's a fact.
Tag them.
I'm about to tag the whole industry, baby.
That's it.
No, we here, kid. It ain't going nowhere. And we need a slot. We need a spot on the bench, baby. Son, let's go. We want to play ball. We want to compete. You understand?
Put me in, coach.
We got it. You know what I'm saying? We just doing what you doing. We just do it differently. You understand?
That's it. And in Dave's Cave, I guess.
Worldwide. Dave's Cave to the Hamptons to the Bing Bing on 133. You already?
To our friends over at HFM over in London. Shout out to all of our friends over at HFM.
See y'all later.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're going to be making your rounds over there soon.
Yeah, call them out. Get some footage and all of that.
You know, that shirt is fire. That's the most fire social justice shirt I've ever seen. Where were you this evening that you got this shirt? It's an Eric Garner.
Eric Garner celebration of his life, you know.
What does it say? I can't read from here. It says, the world is not okay with, I guess that's him as a boy.
See that right there? I can't breathe. Eric Garner.
Is that Eric Garner as a kid?
Yeah.
It's his child picture with the I can't breathe over. Wow.
Facts. Hold on.
What is it?
Man. No, Eric Garner?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it's Eric Garner. But as a boy. Yeah, before we say it's Eric, because I remember the Eric Garner from the video. The Eric Garner that I saw in the video was a heavy set man. That's a big dude. And that's how you know it was messed up. It takes a lot to take down a guy like that. Scumbags. It's a young Eric Garner. Shout out to Eric Garner Jr. I heard he killed it. At the his daughter.
His mom's met everybody. It was beautiful. You know, we were just talking about, you know, police brutality. You know what I'm saying? Police brutality and all of that. You know, his son, you know, they asked me to say a few words, and I said a few words myself. You know, so that's
What did you say? You had a few words on police brutality.
I had a few words on everything. You know, from dudes killing each other, to police brutality, all of that. It's corny, you know. So, you know, that's all it really was. You know, I was letting them know I got love for them. You know, and then, you know, the regulars. You know, I was wanting to be a voice. I want to be a part of them voices that was going to be heard.
Yeah,
understand.
Well, so I told them all to stand like you, with Cheeks. You're a guy,
I gotta go.
You have to stand up and do that. That's great. When artists
look for shit to do, right? As a rapper, you know what I'm saying, and then you want to do something else. This is what I think I'm called for, this one right here. So I think I might jump into the races and all that sooner or later. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like,
so Cheeks 2020 is becoming a possibility. Or are you going for more of a social justice angle?
Might do what my cousin do it all day. You know, run for something in the neighborhood and all that right now. Then build up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you're going for some sort of
a Queens,
governor?
Why not?
You know? Oh, look out, Royal Flush.
Nah,
there's a new governor in Queens.
Nah. You're going to be part of the cabinet with me, baby. What you mean? Let's go.
So if you had, let's see, it would be Royal Flush would definitely be in it. Probably D2. I'd say D2 would be in there.
Chief of Staff, Jay
Chief
Raff.
Of Staff. Jay Raff. Bring Jay Raff back to New York for that.
Pretty Lou. He definitely on the staff for me.
So you're going for the, you're not going for the Reverend Mr. Cheeks. You're not going for like just straight social justice.
I'm straight up just black. Go on and let's get it, man.
Yeah.
All of us go get it. But you know, we got to stand up for our color and all this shit. And blah, blah, blah. Man, we all one. You know what I'm saying? All that shit is, that racism shit is corny, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? So that's just the bottom line, how I feel. I feel like, yo, we got to do something different. And I'm one of them voices that could say something and be heard. So fuck it, man. I join the positive movements, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, so you know what? If not, then you're just being silent and you're not using your power the way you should be, you know?
Yeah.
It's good. You're using your voice. So we salute you, Mr. Cheeks, for your work with the community.
Facts. Appreciate it.
And we're going to be having you doing speeches for the white community in the Hamptons soon, too.
Everybody vote for Coach Cheeks. We free weed in the back.
Yeah, take you everywhere. Oh, man. So, folks, this is The Ryan Show.
The Ryan Show, baby.
And we can be followed on Instagram at Mr. Cheeks Lost Boys, at The Ryan Show, and at Hamptons Dave. You're going to be hearing him very, very soon. But in this time, I think it's time we introduce the lovely, the one and only, I would
DJ?
Say
DJ
Capeless.
I
want to say Grandmaster, but I don't know. What does it take to get that name? How do you become a Grandmaster, Cheeks?
Gotta ask Grandmaster Vic.
Because like this Grandmaster Vic, like he's this Funkmaster Flex. He's not Grandmaster Flex.
Hell no.
I feel like Grandmaster's like a step above.
See, Grandmaster Vic, there's Grandmaster Kaz, there's Grandmaster Flash, you know? Grandmaster D. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be royalty to bang out of that. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, I'm going to call her Queen, a young queen. That's right, Grandmaster K Bliss. Let's go.
I'm from a place where crimes I never saw.
DJ K Bliss.
I'm from the block where, yeah, we with the mob. They back 10 to 38 revolve. Rock them, they not on their job.
Of the block just like Snowman. Used to hustle Lisa Cold Jam. I'm back to the block, yeah, they know me, fam. Moving through the block like I'm Conan. Your boy changed his face, it's like Zartan. Your boy so focused, yeah, that's God's plans. I ain't write that down. Flow's correct, I'ma take that crown. Flatbush, here to lay that down. Talking too much, I'ma dress you clown. Shot up to the lost and found. Know the street rules, this how I get down. Gotta have that blood on a Brooklyn bomber. Still choking on the ganja. Rastafari, move around with my third eye. Me, my new stitchy, it's time to catch the red eye.
Red eye. Real bad this enough.
Yo, Jungle, what up?
I know about
this. Rick your fingers. Scalp your mark.
Yo, I write scriptures for bloods and crips, thugs that trip, who had ability to write their own script. Yentas, Latin kings, GDs, and vice lords. Bang my sh** like locks in the middle of drug wars. Ray-Ban slightly tinted, I've got the situation under observation. Watch how they play, I hate my correlation. Gats released, this sh** unfolds. Blood on my Kenny Coles, hollows release your soul. My nuzzle's bright like a solar eclipse. How could you face me? I lock and load lyrical clips. You must be feisty, handsome jack blood. How you got exchange a slug thing? Sprinkle coke, never seen a drug thing. Ain't no luck thing, I serve more fiends than Walgreens. By all means, ain't nobody stopping my cream. My pockets stay cheesy like cuticles. Look ma, I made it all for selling street pharmaceuticals. Dope for your eardrums, blow the flute to watch the beast come. Snatch the work when the D's come. Circle the block to see if they done hot up the spot. If not, hit it like the pilgrims at Plymouth Rock. Guns cock, infiltrate and watch your peoples get shot. Why not? Leave them stiffer than some stoned up cops. Just hit some.
Where you from, son?
New York, yeah. I'm from a place where crimes are never solved.
I'm from the block where, yeah, we with the mob.
They Mac 10 to 38 revolve.
Rock them to end they not on they job.
Standing, they never try to evolve. The Yoni plotting to rob a scammer's never to cure.
This time we got it cleared up out of Dodge. Blue faces, we all living large.
There's a couple things you need when you making some long bread. 38 with some bald heads and a table with strong legs. I'm more safe than y'all, cause I got that safe in the wall bread. New case for the squad, so I won't break them with y'all jam. Looked in the air, said a prayer, then I sat down to eat. I kept my back round the street, you need a pat down to speak. Past the nail shop, you go probably dash out to see. The emblem on the hood will make it just flag down the V. I don't back down, my inner's coming strapped down for free. I west just for a week, but need a half pound of chief. I left town, and they ain't coming back round for weeks. Need a law for the NPR to count these racks out in peace. They ain't holding, they trolling. You never score with a whole one. Sent the package somewhere safe and then boarded the Boeing. Lost my way a couple times, asked the Lord where I'm going. Cause I keep it on me like I can't afford it to tote it. I ran my money up, and they ain't think my daughter would notice. Now she in class, that Mark Jacob bag crossing her shoulder. It's fucked up when you find out your dog was a cobra. The fed slick, get in a whip and can't talk to the chauffeur. I'm coming, tripping. What happened to the streets? The streets, man, what happened to that? What happened to the streets? The streets, man, what happened to that? What happened to the streets? The streets, man, what happened to that? What happened to the streets?
You heard what I said. Hey, yo, what happened to the streets? Or at least, in like me, solid dudes, earners, burners under the seat. A gentleman and a scholar, but a whole beast. I put the gun up, run up, and get you the two-piece. You really wanna get it together? Call me. I'll get you little Indians together for a small fee. I'm followed by a nation and Indians, that's all me. A hood, Harvard, bachelor's degree, I OD. Love throughout the community, M-O-P. Diplomatic immunity, OG. I'm certified worldwide to provide rawness. Uncut, don't give a fuck, pureness. The image of my logo is a globe. It's nowhere that the mogul wouldn't go. No, so thank fame for bringing you, me, dance, banned from TV.
What happened to the streets? The streets, man, what happened to
M-O,
that?
M.O.,
man, what happened?
Planet Hank,
man, what happened?
Planet Hank,
DJ K Bliss.
One of the baddest.
One of the baddest. And she can be followed at DJ K Bliss. Pull up that Instagram and see what she's up to now.
Word up.
Where could she be? She's resident DJ at many places in New York City. So go to her Instagram and find out where you can actually hear her spin live. It's always a good time chilling with Bliss.
It's always good to have her there, you know? Brings nice light to the situation.
And she can dance her ass off. You see her back there dancing and DJing?
Getting it right.
Getting it right.
Can't wait to see that video. Them boys.
That's right. We got the Dem Boys video on the way very, very soon. Mm-hmm. This is Ninth Wonder production on it, too,
facts.
Right? Crazy.
Crazy.
You know, it was a good week. While you were off in Atlanta, I was off at 90.1 FM in Stony Brook, that college radio station.
Hmm.
That's right, with Afro. And
Afro.
Yeah, shout out Afro. It was crazy over there, man. They've got a lot of history. They've got like maybe like 2,000 vinyls sitting there like on the shelves. Everything is
brand
old
new.
School. I mean, I wouldn't say brand new. It's like everything pulled out.
From the fire they had.
That's right. There was a fire, so the building is brand new.
Yeah.
And they've got all the vintage equipment, so the old school turntables in there. And it's really sick. And you guys can hear us every other Sunday, if you're on Long Island at 90.1 FM, we're going to be invading Stony Brook University.
Crazy.
As long as we stay up that late. I mean, it's kind of hard. It's a 12 to 5 in the morning show. So if you're a creature of the night like us.
Children of the night.
You'll stay up and you'll watch it. Speaking of children of the night, Tyler, the creator, making waves. Making waves with his freestyle on Funkmaster Flex.
Yeah.
Hilarious, honestly.
He funny dude.
People are taking it all different types of ways.
He's an entertainer, man. Nigga funny like a motherfucker.
Is it, you know, some people are questioning, is it him coming out of the closet? I think he's been out of the closet and it's him just being hilarious and just trolling on everybody.
He funny. I don't know the gay shit and all that. That's on him. I don't know what's going on with none of that.
All the rap OGs like yourself, I know, I can totally see where you guys are coming from. Like, you guys are going to have your opinions.
I'm just saying, that's his love.
Exactly.
I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm saying if he is, he's who he is. You understand? Yep. I'm just saying, that's what he do. You're funny motherfucker to me. You know what I'm saying?
That's, you know what? He's not hiding it. That's what I like about Tyler Creator is he's a funny dude. He's out there.
I'm not talking about the gay shit. I'm talking about just funny all around.
Everything. Like his TV show.
Silly dude.
Have you ever seen his TV show on Adult Swim?
Nah. Yeah.
He has his own show. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He is a creator. He's more than a rapper. And I got to be honest, I was never a fan of his music. Even like now, I have never sat there and listened ever once.
Never.
But I totally appreciate a true creator like that. That's going out there making music, making videos, making content.
Got mad fans. He's doing his thing. I get what I'm saying. Just shout out to everybody that's doing their thing. You know.
Yep.
I mean, if you gay, you gay. That's on you. But everybody just doing their thing.
We'll let God judge you. We'll leave that up to God when you get up there. Come on, I'm just kidding, folks. You know me.
We just chilling, man. You know what I'm saying. But like I say, man, teach his own, right? You live your life the way you live your life. Enjoy it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's it. Do what you want. Whatever floats your boat. You
I was
don't care.
Saying it was funny. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. Funny. Yeah. No, he doesn't mean funny that way. He means funny like he's actually hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
But that being said, he's somebody that
he's gay,
is...
He's gay, right? Happy. He could be happy gay.
Could be happy.
Right. See what I'm saying? So.
English. It's that type of language. Things have many meanings. But... the reason I bring this up is not to, you know, everyone's been going on about this. We don't need to go into it. We don't need to play the freestyle. You've all heard it. You've seen it. If you're a fan of hip-hop, it's been in the news. It was hilarious to see Funk Flex's reaction. But he's one of those rappers that doesn't pretend, and he just is who he is. Much like this next rapper, this next artist, I would call him more than anything else, that we had on for an interview set up through our friend Tayance. She sent this dude over here. This was the whitest Ryan show I've ever seen, Cheeks. It was unbelievable. Four white dudes sitting in a basement. There was no Henny going around. It was preposterous. That being said, you guys can judge for yourselves whether or not, you know, I wasn't sure what to think at first, to be honest with you. You know, when you see like, I'm, you know, when I think hip hop, I think of guys like Mr. Cheeks, Capone and Noriega, Jay-Z. Like, it's a different type of vibe. It's a different type of story.
Smith & Wesson.
It's like, it's that Wild West type of feel that I'm drawn to. You know what I mean? That gangsta badassness of the whole thing, you know? Mm-hmm. So when I see white dudes rapping about, like, stock market stuff, I'm usually not into it, you know what I mean? I can't sit there and listen to it. But that being said, this dude's not faking it whatsoever. And his music's pretty funny. He had a nice little freestyle on here, too. And it was pretty funny. You guys will hear it for yourself. So without further ado, I think it's time we get into that Dill interview. Go check him out so you know exactly who it is we're going to be interviewing while we're playing some music by DJ K Bliss. Follow him at famous_Dill on Instagram. This dude is hilarious, honestly. Good dude, and another great young entrepreneur of our time, which you're about to find out yourselves. Folks, this is The Ryan Show FM, and we are live on 98.1 FM, the new Urban Heat Radio.
A-bing.
A-bing.
Flow Dillard. Yeah. True money. Be divine.
Let's go.
Yo, get the situation lit. Spit balls, this ball bitch with. You ain't as hard as the guard, Paul. You just impotent. Mighty flow diligent. Haters are not a hindrance. Cause my focus level is Adderall mixed with Ritalin. My heart of artistry just numbing the game arteries. Mighty in the class by itself, flowing retardedly. Butane mixed with octane. From QB to the Ukraine. Paving the way for new and season the game.
You got a part of my mood. It ain't how you enter the room or in the bars and how you exit the booth. Strong army session, leave a strong out message, come through, mingle for a second. Pause, been about a minute, guess the grades show my age. Take the crazy out the menace, sideways and twisting your frame. Don't get it confused, misconstrued, no vacancy, it's loose. I focus is different, you focus on women. I'm focusing on how to stack it up to the ceiling. You feeling some sort of way? Beautiful, I got through to you. Up north, I play the yard, you played your cubicle. M.O., stay on go, I'm the answer. If you probably fight with your nails like Black Panther. Twin Cannons, John Diggs album, better follow that. The only wave you ever created was with a stocking cap.
When I spark, it's automatic. I'll get organic. Yeah. Rap to sport, then I'm quarterback. And still short of tackle. Anyone attacking got a gravitational pull. My laws attracted.
Who's next to do it after verse is so beautifully executed?
Mass.
And David Lyons doing this until the death of music.
Deafer than a dumb or blind, reclining on a sofa. Distracted by divine, it's our time.
And yours is over. Remember, I told you friends will disown you. They can't control you. Pretending for tender. In the end, that's what you lose your soul to.
You couldn't keep it with a roco wearing bifocals. My mic holds a boat loads of coke.
Провожу по полкам я с толком и расстановкой. Веревка связанных слов на русском языке. Старый макет моих куплетов ты услышишь где-то. Впрочем, как и это.
gon' parlay your body and soul apart ways. My lyricism in a class impossible to outweigh. Talking all this hard, your vibes rather parfait. With a story more fictional than books by Ernest Hemingway. I'm blacking out on mics like I just inhaled chloroform. Hurricane Harvey, a rap, there's no calm in this storm. Punchlines hit like they're filled with gunpowder. Yours hit like a bush, it smells like clam chowder.
A is fame without a lack of self-respect. Won't catch me in a dress just to cash a check. Dick finger in a gear, yeah. No off the pegging. We yielding here, yeah. While your favorite rapper wearing
Why say doors drop when the tour pop? Lava flow, keep the crowd jumping like the floor is hot. The boogeyman in your closet should've kept your door locked. Cause now I got heads turning just like some doorknobs. Walk on,
live the savage life, blast the mic. Every task damage time, my stamina will hammer you in half the time. With half a line crafted, blasted off a glass of wine. Add 9 shots, mix and drinks just to pass the time. They be like people with a problem and he's gotten worse. Stop the thirst, nah, still cursed till I'm in the dirt. I put in work and pay the dues, do staying true. Keep the faith to make it through, no hate, create the new. No hate, create the new.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have returned. Another enthralling interview.
This is it.
There it is.
Well, now.
On the Ryan Show FM, we are at 98.1 FM, the new Urban Heat Radio. What up, Boston?
What up, Boston? What up? Hampton's Dave here. We're live from the Dave's Cave Bed-Stuy Studio. Love to be down here. Always bringing the guests down, and it's just good to be with the team again.
It was really torn apart when we came down here, Hampton's Dave, this morning. I guess, like you said, you hadn't been down here in 3 weeks. As yeah. we let the listeners know, Mr. Cheeks and I last week, somebody has moved in. Actually, comedian Nick Tilelli's friend, another stand-up yeah. comedian. What's this guy's name?
Menno. He fits in pretty nicely.
Goes by Muhammad, I think, also.
He picks a name whenever he feels. Yeah. It depends who's looking for him, honestly. But he fits in pretty nicely. He's over 35 but doesn't look it and has failed in everything in life. I'm like, bro, you need a place to stay. We got a basement.
Is he really that old?
He's 31, 32.
Oh, all right. 30, yeah. That's good. 35 is like, yeah.
But he might as well be. It's the same, you know.
Yeah. You're I'm going to up the rent if he's 35.
Exactly.
Lord have mercy. We do have a compelling interview today. Actually, Tayante, our friend PR, Music is Life. Shout out Music is Life, our friends over there.
Yeah, shout out Tayante too. Love her.
She's great. Hit us up and said, we have a different type of interview today. This might be our first white interview in quite some time. Besides ourselves, guys. This is like four white dudes. This doesn't even feel like the Ryan Show at all.
Yeah.
It's
I know.
Crazy.
I know. So I'm happy to be here.
Ryan's sweating. He doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, I'm like literally sweating. I want to blame it on the Heineken, but no, it's I'm just nervous around white people.
Yeah.
You guys make me nervous.
I'm the opposite.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys.
I'm cool. I fit in everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up for Dill.
Well, now.
Yes.
Yeah. What up? What up, Boston? It's your boy, Dill. Famous Dill.
I was going to say famous Dill, right?
Famous Dill. Make sure you say famous. No, I remember when I first heard of you, it was just Dill, correct? Back in the day when I first had that first single?
It's still just Dill. That's my artist name. It's just my handle. Famous Dill.
Okay. Yeah. As you know, people take on their handle. I think Hampton's Dave actually took on his handle, right? It wasn't
Definitely.
Before.
No, I was Hampton's Dave before we started all this, but
I believe it was an angry shout.
Yeah, we
you
needed.
You replaced me with Hampton's Dave. That was what really coined the name there.
We just needed a little switch up, so I hit him with the famous Dill. You know, like a little rebranding. But it was necessary. It's a much better handle. So you know, I'm backing it. But it's Dill, not DYL, just Dill.
Just
you know
Dill.
It.
And famous, like you know, it's better than taking on the name Lil. You know.
Yeah.
I think
right.
Famous is definitely.
Yeah, you know, pick one that's that hasn't been used so much. But
he's pushing like 6'5", too, so he can't be Lil Dill.
Yeah, no.
It would be too ironic.
It would be pretty good, though. Pretty
Although
good
Big
irony.
L, Big L was what, like 5'4"? It's usually the opposite. A lot of small people call themselves big. Big Pun?
Yeah.
Little guy.
Big Pun was not a little.
Little no, I'm sorry. Yeah. Short guy. Let me phrase that.
He was
700 pounds.
Yeah. He made up for it.
This name is good because the irony will only last so long. You know what I mean? And then true when the album makes it. That's how we're going.
you could also take up the name Hamptons as well. Hamptons Dill.
Yeah, right. We just need to get me out of the Hamptons.
We got
to
get you out
Put
there, dude.
Yeah.
Is Dill short
you'd
for
fit
something?
In, dude, nicely. I feel like you would kill it out there with all those white kids.
That's my vibe, of course. I mean, Jordan Belfort, you know, already.
Dude, that video is crazy, though.
Hell
the video
yeah.
for Jordan Belfort. For those that don't know, Dill has amassed, 35 million views on that one song?
Something like that. We've got over 100 million streams for sure.
It's platinum.
Yeah, it's almost multi-platinum. Last I heard, it was at like 1.8, 1.9. So it is platinum. It took some time to go platinum. But yeah, it was a big hit song. And, you know, that song is from 2015. So I've actually, I toured and went on tour all around the country for Jordan Belfort. And then since then, I've actually taken some time off from music. And I'm coming back to music. And that's why we're here today.
So what make you take, why do you take time off from music? After all that success going on tour, would you party too much?
Yeah, so after Jordan Belfort, I did like over 50 shows all around the U.S., different colleges and universities, like everywhere. Like I've been all over the country. I've been to Europe performing Jordan Belfort, some of my other music. And during that time, you know, basically after that, I decided to go back to school and finish my education in New Orleans. So I went back to Tulane University.
And
shout out Tulane. You know what it is. So I went back to there and I basically, while I was there, I kept working on music a bit. I put out like a catalog of singles, I would say, like probably during that time, like a total of 5 to 10 singles. And I finished my degree in finance and management. So I have a degree in finance and management from Tulane. Always been one of my interests, like money management. And so graduated from Tulane. And during that time, I got really interested in cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and blockchain. So if you know about that, I got really into all that. Around the right time. I had a lot of success in the space, and that's kind of all what happened for me during my time at Tulane, and which brings us to today.
That's crazy to like go through all that, go on tour, and then go back to math class. That's like a big switch. Yeah. I wouldn't even be able to handle that kind of discipline.
I mean, yo, there was a time period when I was going to school during the week and then performing like at least two nights per weekend. So I would literally be in class on a Friday, like knowing that I was going to get on a plane and perform that night.
Yeah, and come back with a Molly hangover, right?
Yeah, right. You know it. I just popped a Molly.
and you're sure to include the turn up in your music.
What's love that?
You get to party a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it was a huge party. Like literally during that semester, that one semester where I was in school and touring, I had to go to my professors and say, look, I'm not going to be in class on Monday and Friday because I have a song that's actually becoming a hit right now, but I'm going to do your work and I'm going to like still show up for the tests and stuff.
You pay somebody to do your work?
Nah, man, I actually did all that work. It was a hard time.
Monday and Friday. I still had,
yeah.
Well, a little wang that helped.
The amazing part is that all my teachers were actually like, all right, like this is legit. Fine. You can not come to my class. Yeah. But like, so anyway, that worked out. But you know, but really what like the key piece of the story is like, I never really lost that passion for music. And it's like something I always really, really cared about and really wanted to do. So like, I knew that like, you know, just keep working on my singles, keep doing that while focusing on what I needed to get done, which was like my education and finishing what I had started. But you know, I still have always wanted to do music. And so
leading up to this single, how long were you into hip hop?
Well, so I've always been into hip hop, like since I was a kid. Like, I mean, I grew up on, actually, I really got into hip hop with Meek Mill. Like when Meek Mill was first coming out, that was like, you know, I was in like middle school probably. And he was coming out in Philly, and like, I'm being from Philly, you know, I got really into Meek Mill, and that kind of just led me into hip hop big time. And so, you know, from there, like I always messed around with my friend Wes Walker, one of my best friends, the person I collabed with on Jordan Belfort. So he would always make beats and stuff. And then
You guys grew up together?
Yeah, we grew up together. I've known him since middle school. Seriously, like right around the time I was getting into hip hop is like when I started meeting
Philly's
Wes.
Got a nice little hip hop. Who do we have?
Petey Crack
on, yeah.
Yeah.
We've had a few from Philly. Who we have coming on is Mad Squabbles. You ever hear a kid named Mad Squabbles?
I don't know Mad Squabbles.
He's young.
Sounds made up, honestly.
It's sad. No. He's 20 years old, but he's nice. He's a lyricist.
Yeah, Petey Crack, that was a good interview. I always... Like,
yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on. Like, my story has been, like, especially my story in hip-hop, like has been a lot less Philly than some other artists from Philly, just because of the way my song came up. Like, it was a viral internet sensation. Like, it's funny because most artists, like, or the typical story you're used to that, like, artists talk about, like, you know, starting to see some success in their locality first. But for me, I was actually getting, like, Snapchats from other places, like, yo, your song's playing, can you believe this? And I was like, you know, nobody around
me. How did you push it out to get viral? Like, what did you do? You had to do some step other than just put it on the internet and, you know, unless it was just word of mouth and it just spread like that. Yeah,
basically, like, we just put the song out, like, totally having fun. We were actually on our freshman year, like, break from college back home in Philly. And we just saw, I just saw a Wolf of Wall Street movie. I was like, yo, this movie is awesome. Like, let's put it in a song. Literally, put the song out, uploaded it to SoundCloud. And then it sat on SoundCloud for, like, over a year without, like, much happening. Just gathering, like, some, you know, it would get, like, some views and, like, a little bit of traction. But really, it was just like, you know, if I talk to someone about music, I'd be like, hey, here's one of the best tracks I made. But it was never like something serious. Like, me and Wes were just messing around, having a good time.
So,
but
before then, that song, you guys didn't have that online following.
We had no online following. We had no other music. It was like literally one of my first songs. So, you know, we put out Jordan Belfort, and like a year, what happened was, you know, when you're the artist and you're actually in those shoes, like, it actually takes a lot of time. Like, it builds slowly over time. So, like, a year after we put out Jordan Belfort, it maybe had like 50,000 or maybe 100,000 views.
That's still a lot, though. Like, without a following, to amass 50,000, exactly, 100,000 followers,
it is a lot. And, you know, but real time, it's not that exciting, because you're like, all right, it's got like 50k or 100k, you don't know it's going to become the next platinum hit. But you know, then it just slowly started to build from there, and then the momentum really started to take off, and we went down to Miami to shoot the music video with Yofre Ray, who is running College Weekly, and that's someone who me and Wes actually knew from high school.
Okay.
So we went down to Miami and shot this dope video, and yeah, that's like when the momentum really started taking off to like the next level.
I mean, the video is crazy. Have you guys seen the video?
Yeah.
Tons of chicks everywhere. One of the craziest parties you'll ever see.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Where was that in Miami?
What was that?
Where was it? Where'd you shoot it at?
So it was all over Miami, like mostly in South Beach, I would say. But we were kind of all over the place shooting the different scenes. We didn't even talk about it too much at the time, but in a lot of ways, that video is really similar to like the Lil Dicky Save That Money video. Because all the scenes you see in the Jordan Belfort video, we didn't pay for or rent like anything. Like,
it turned up.
Yeah, it was all just like people who knew the song and supported what we were doing. And so that's like how we put together the whole video. Like, we were just down there like networking with people who like actually knew the song and wanted to support us to make the video. Damn, so yeah.
Like that girl's ass. She was real supportive throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, very supportive, right? That's what we like to see. But so that came together, and I mean, after that, like, the video, the song just started taking off, and it was kind of all, you know, it started happening more quickly after that.
And it's like, the you know, there's a lot of people that listen to your music, it seems like they're college kids. Now, has the hip hop community seemed to embrace your music since the song came out?
So I would say in a lot of ways, my crowd has been like entirely, like you said, like college community. And then
also afford to come.
What's that?
You can afford to come.
Yeah. Well, also, I would say, like, I have a huge following online, but I haven't seen, like, as much of, like, you know, outreach from the hip-hop community or the industry, I would say. So, like, I don't know if you ever heard of the Rap Chat app, but the Rap Chat app is a phone app that basically lets you record and share raps on your phone. So I've been using it since like 2015. It's grown a lot. Like, it started out real simple app, and now it's like a full social media. And so I'm like the biggest followed account on the app with like 250k followers. And like, I get a ton of like, you know, incoming traffic from that, like fans coming in from that. And so, like, for me, my experience, like, the online support's like very real, and like I stay connected with my fans like a lot on like DMs and shit like that. And so, like, that support has been very real for me. But as far as like the like industry or like the hip hop community, like, I haven't had a lot of people really reach out or like connected with a ton of people. But I think what's to be said about that is I need like a real body of work out there before people can really decide, like, you know, if my music is really, you know, does have what it takes. And so that's what my album coming out on August 16th, Crypto Rich. Wow. That's what that's point. About.
That's it.
I saw you spinning a freestyle on your website.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
So it's not like you freestyle. So you can spit.
Yeah, I can spit freestyles. I mean, I'm an OG, like, for real. Like, I really do this hip hop shit. Like, basically, I've been in this now for, you know, 5 years, and like, I've pretty much never stopped working on my music the whole time. And so, like, I've like taken time to focus on other shit. But like the whole time, like, it's been a passion of mine, and like, I've always been a freestyler.
I was gonna say, how did it start? Like, you and your boys used to just sit around and freestyle.
Yeah, 100%. Like, we used to just
roll up and get in the whip and like put a beat on.
Of course, like always, like, you know, we would just freestyle and shit, and like, it's grown from there. But like, yeah, like, I freestyle all the time now, and like, you know, like, I do all my own mix and master, like everything like that. And so,
oh, so you're producing.
So I don't produce right now. Like
engineer, I guess.
Like, yeah, I'm an engineer. Like, I'm a strong engineer. Like, it's probably one of my best skills in music. I would like to learn how to produce. I would say that's a next step for me. But like, right now, I've been just focusing my time on my own vocals and my engineering. Yeah. And then I get the production mostly from like online. Like, I've been using like Cash Money AP a lot. I really like his beats. So he's got like 3 songs on the album. There's another producer, Chrisio, who I really like, who's got like 3 or 4 songs on the album.
A lot of artists have like a mentor and have somebody that's kind of taking them under their wing over the years, not just right now. Is there somebody that you've been working with closely that's like an OG or a vet in the game that's kind of been passing down knowledge? Because, I mean, you have a hit. You have a song that's gone platinum. You would think that somebody up in the industry would say, okay, look, there's some serious potential here.
Well, you know, about that, I would say, like, first of all, I got to shout out, like, my homies, like, Wes, for example, one of my homies who's always been with me from the beginning. So, like, you know, but other than that, like, what you're saying is, like, do I have a mentor, like, someone who's more experienced that's reached out to me? And the answer is definitely a hard no. Like, I haven't, like, had, my song's almost multi-platinum. Like, I haven't had anyone really that, like, I consider, like a respected person in the music industry, like, really reach out to, like, support me. Like, I you know, a lot
of... Does that encourage you to keep going? Is that kind
of,
like...
I mean, honestly, like, a lot of the process, with Jordan Belfort, like, I found myself surprised, like, wow, like, I'm doing, you know, all of this, and, like, nobody is really reaching out to me or, like, seeing what I'm doing. But, like, that just makes me, like, keep going. Like, I would say it doesn't affect me. Like, I'm not going to get discouraged by that because, like, I know what my vision is, and I know what I'm capable of. And so I don't need any kind of, like, third party like confirmation on that. Like, I know what I'm doing.
Plus, you have your own, you're your own investor, essentially, right? If you're a successful businessman,
exactly,
and you have the money to back yourself up, you don't really need some to sign a contract and just get screwed over in the long run. Have somebody have creative control over you.
Well, he already made it without having somebody. Well, in made it in a small sense.
Yeah.
But that is my next question too. Do you feel? Are you nervous, like as any other artist, that like you had that one hit and you're not going to be able to create one to top that or come to those equal as?
I'm not nervous of that. Honestly, I'm not nervous about that at all. Like, I think that like my newer music is so much better than Jordan Belfort. Like, I really do have, like, I'm not really shooting for like this kind of lower rung like funny like meme type of music. Like, my new music is really high quality, like music that you will listen to over and over again, like music that could be played with any of the top rap music right now. I have actually gotten to the point where I have like enough money and financial security to start like putting out my own content created entirely by me, owning all of my own masters. And
that's
just put
the big thing.
You know, I think in a lot of ways, a big reason why, you know, I always preach and you know, it's a big part of my story, not to take a deal. Don't sign away your life. You know, don't be looking. Especially, I would say one of the biggest things that I see is new artists go out and they're looking for a deal. So they're on Instagram and they're thinking, you know, how can I get signed? How can I get a record deal? Instead of thinking, how can I use my time and energy to just build my fan base, right? It's so much simpler to just focus on reaching new fans than it is to try to focus on some kind of goal of a deal which probably won't be favorable to you and also isn't going to directly improve build your fan base, right? So like a lot of the artists, what they don't see is that when you do get that deal, you still have to do all of the other stuff to build your fan base. The only thing a record label really can offer you is financial security and some funding. They don't really offer you much more than that.
Yeah, but you also, you kind of give your own security by having created your own brand, and yeah. those people are following with you. The label gives you the check next to your name, and they can take the check whenever they want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
you
absolutely. Don't,
you're the only one that can remove the check.
Absolutely, and I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, you really don't want someone else to have, you know, be in charge of your destiny. And here's the other thing, which is just like underrated, but if you have a label, right, you're signed to a label, it's really easy to just say, yeah, I can't, you know, progress in my career because of my label.
Yeah.
And that's almost just like a shutdown. Like, it's like something that's going to just be there forever. Like, sure, you can blame it on your label all day, but if you didn't have that label, then there'd be no one to blame it on but yourself. And so you're just left like, okay, it I got to, you know, I got
to.
Do you have people coming to you like asking for deals and stuff like
okay,
that?
Okay, so I don't, like I said,
so it's easy to say not to take one when no one offers.
Well, here's the thing is I think that the way the music industry works is kind of funny, right? As soon as anyone would be offering me a deal, I'm not going to want it because I actually know how this works now, right? So before, you know, I did take a deal with Jordan Belfort and we sold it to Atlantic.
Oh,
and,
no way.
And,
just for distribution.
Yeah,
probably,
just
right?
for
yeah.
distribution.
That's really cool. That's got to be like an accomplishment though.
Well, I mean, I would consider it an accomplishment if it was a good deal. But, you know, now it was a bad...
That's what I was going to ask. Like, with all those plays and going platinum and all that, like, what's the dollar signs that you saw off all that? Like,
yeah, I mean, so I made good money, but like what I have to say is that the deal that I took wasn't good. And so although the money was good and although it's awesome that I got a platinum record.
And it's awesome like, even to make money off something that you love, something that you put into.
All of those things are great. But that being said, I still think that the way the music industry works and the way that, you know, like taking those deals works, it's just never going to work out in a way that's super favorable for the artist. Yeah. So, I mean, and it's a tough thing just to tell an upcoming artist or, you know, someone who's just looking, you know, that you want to get paid, you want to get money. Like, no one wants to be broke. But at the same time, it's like the difference between, you know, holding out, you know, when the record label is hitting you up, that's the worst time to take a deal, right? So if I was going to go for a deal with a major label, the only way that I would put it together is I would be going to the labels and pitching them. Why should you do a deal with me, right? And I would be trying to get a lot of money. I think that, you know, by if I get to a point where labels are reaching out to me to offer me a deal, it's going to be because I built that 100% myself, and I'm not going to need their deal at that point.
Well, the deal's good because it'll open up a whole network that you didn't have access to as well. So like you can have a brand that you've built, and you can have a bunch of fans, but these guys will open up doors for you to publicists and all different types of avenues to, you know, put you in.
That's why the right distribution deal is good. That's why,
exactly.
A lot of artists, they don't sign with, they sign like distribution deals. That's why a lot of record labels aren't signing them to the record label, but they're signing them to distribution deals just to help them get it out and get the money off that record pretty
much. That's definitely something that, you know, is more interesting to me. Like, I'm not opposed to working with a label, but that being said, I didn't have a great experience before. You know, what happened for me was I think that I was kind of just viewed as, you know, a featured artist on this one hit wonder type of song. No one really helped me as far as like growing my career. I had a like industry management, industry label, Atlantic Records, all that stuff, super industry, like the people that you would say are the best people, the highest quality people. But no one helped me. No one helped me advance my career. Nobody helped me build my brand. I would say they were doing a half-assed job. I mean, look, like I know what it means to be a music manager now. Like, I know what that means. And now thinking back and seeing what all of these people that were supposed to be the best people, right, to see what they were doing for me is laughable for the amount of money that they were taking and the amount of resources they claimed. And now just, you know, having years of experience in this industry and knowing what it takes, I can see, like, I can do almost everything in-house that a major label can do. I mean, I've got right now like almost 200,000 followers on Instagram. Like no major label helped me build that at all. Like I did that 100% myself. And that, right, just that alone, that fact is bigger than what major labels build for many artists.
Those followers, you think that all accumulated from the song that you had with Wes?
So that's a great question. I had no followers accumulate from Jordan Belfort. I actually had about 30 to 40,000 followers a year ago. And those were from those. Now, keep in mind, those were only because I've been grinding for years since Jordan Belfort came out to grow it. Don't think that, you know, Jordan Belfort was a big hit and my record label helped me get those followers. Not at all. Every single follower I have on Instagram is due to my work and stuff I've done, marketing I've done. So,
like, such as what? Because I see people growing their following big. Is it touring? Is it one-minute videos? I've seen people.
No, it I would say that. Sure, you can grow your accounts by touring and stuff. Like, that's all great. But if you really want to focus your energy correctly, you should be focused entirely online. Like, it's tough to if you want to grow a social media account, your focus should be stuff you can do online. It's never going to be as quick as in person. Yeah. Unless, don't get me wrong, unless you get like a big show and you have the opportunity to just shout it out real quick. But if we're talking about what can you do consistently to grow your account, you got to focus entirely in person. And so, yeah, I mean, really, it's just a matter of like, for, you know, for me, I'm totally focused on like reaching new fans daily through like messages, through apps like Rap Chat. And so a big part, like I said, a year ago, I had like 20, 30,000 followers. Then I started to use all of my time and energy to grow my following. I just started thinking, you know, if I just spend all of my energy to get that one more fan, one new fan, reach one new person with my music. And I mean, that's when things started changing, because when you start to think about it, how many people can you message in a day that might like your music? 1,000? 10,000? Yeah. Like, it's the numbers are absurd. So then I started using all these different apps to do this kind of thing I'm saying. So now I'm on Rap Chat. I'm on Triller. I started Triller 8 months ago with zero followers, and now I'm at almost 50K. Okay. And that's all just from, you know, focusing and
social
and,
media marketing, essentially.
Yeah, social media marketing. And so, you know, what this has all showed me is that like there are like repeatable and potentially even free ways to grow and develop your brand. And nobody's out there teaching them, and nobody's out there doing it for you. That's the biggest thing. Like, you are not going to find someone who's going to do the real good shit for you at a good price. Like, that's
no matter what,
that's, that, middle, no matter
everyone's
what.
A middleman. That's right. What it seems. In this day and age, everybody's a middleman, so you just have to do it yourself.
Everyone is the middleman. Everyone wants to be the middleman, right? Everyone wants to, like, when you, for example, like, when you're going out and looking for music promotion services, I would say, just as someone who does this a lot and has spent a lot of money on music promotion, I would say anytime you buy a music promotion service, there's like a 50-50 chance you're getting scammed. Like, and that's just like, I do this every day. I spend money every day on music promotion, and I get scammed on the regular. Like music promotion is a shady industry.
But what's a good pointer to somebody out there that's
a good pointer? Keep trying. Seriously, that is just it. Roll the because dice. You will find the right. You will find the right stuff, and when you do find the right stuff, you'll be able to grow, and you'll be able to grow a lot faster than other people.
So you've clearly put a lot of thought into this. Social media marketing, you've done a great job growing this account.
Yes.
Now let's get back to the music. Yes. Because that's what we're really here for. And I have to ask, who is it that you're speaking to in your music?
Who are you speaking to?
Yeah, like,
to? I'm just speaking to the world. Like, this album is really just establishing me. Like, who is Dill, and like, why am I making music? This album answers that question. And the reason is, like, I love music, and this is about my life. So like, Crypto Rich, it's not crypto music. It's not like some kind of like Bitcoin, you know, blockchain, like some nerdy shit. It's not like that. It is really good music that's about my story, which just happens to be Crypto Rich. And so, you know, I actually have a partnership with a blockchain company that is actually trying to put streaming and decentralized video on the blockchain. So it's going to be like a YouTube that is, you know, controlled by users, basically. And so I'm involved with them. Okay. That's one of the exciting things that I'm doing. So I'm basically trying to, you know, know, connect what I, the things that I have done, you know, cryptocurrency and music, connect them in a way that makes sense for me. And so that's how Crypto Rich came together. And it's really just me rapping about, you know, my experience, my success.
And that's the right formula.
My vision. And
that's
my vision.
You're talking about what you know and about what you've done.
And like also, it's also my vision, you know? So it's just like, it's about having fun. Like it's like my music right now is totally about having fun. Like there's not really any songs on there that are gonna get you like really like thinking or like super deep in your feels, but it's me. It's like, I'm at that age. Like I'm out there. I'm just having a good time. Like let's turn up, let's get some fun, exciting music out there. Let people see what I can do. And then I think once people see that, like, you know, my music is real, my music does have merit, I think then I'll be able to really get out there and start to flourish as an artist.
So your music's more about the feeling, more about the sound. It's about the turn up, like Dave says.
Love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lyricism, does that mean anything to you at this point? I know in this day and age it means less and less as we go further in this game of hip hop.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a very lyrical rapper in a lot of ways, but at the same time, like, let me put it this way. When you hear me say some dumb shit, it's because I said it on purpose. Like, I obviously know how to go dumb. Like, and I'm saying dumb shit all the time. But like most rappers, almost every rapper, pretty much, like when they're saying dumb, when I'm saying dumb shit, it's I know what I'm saying, guys. I know what I'm saying, guys. Yeah. Like, but that being said, like there is some good lyricism on there. There's one song called "Shooting Star," which I think you guys are really gonna like. The lyricism in that one is that it's really about like me, and it's got like kind of like all these sexual undertones, but the whole thing is about like shooting stars and planets. So yeah, like
right
it's like
our face, right?
Yeah. But no, it's you know what, here's a good way to put it. Do you remember being a kid and you hear a song and you think it's about something, and then you find out later as an adult something that it's else. Just about something totally else? So whether it's like "Cake by the Ocean" or like "Shooting Star," this song's about like, oh, I'm a shooting star, you know, all these bitches, I'm a shooting star, whatever. Yeah. But the song is just like about planets and stars. So like kids would hear that and they'd be like, oh, "Shooting Star, I love that song. It's so fun."
Splash that shooting star on her face.
Not quite.
Kids love astrology.
Yeah, so it's definitely come a long way. And this album, like I've been working on for a long time. I mean, the album has actually been done now, pretty much done for 6 months. Oh. And the reason that I haven't released it is because of how well
you got homework.
Because how well my social marketing shit was working. I mean, I was, once I started spending all my time on that, I was like, holy shit, why am I gonna drop this album now? I'll just wait till I get 200K. I'll just wait till I get, you know, whatever.
And then get that bigger following and drop it.
Hey, what kind of hate have you been receiving from people?
Oh, I get a lot. Trust Fund Anthem.
Trust Fund Anthem?
That's mine, huh? That's a recent comment on my... Yo, but that's like... I'm like, all right, Trust Fund Anthem. Like, all right, whatever, I'll take Trust Fund. Like,
pour your... I don't sweep my driveway.
I don't have a trust fund, but I'll take one. I mean, it sounds good to me. But yeah, I get all kinds of hate. Trust Fund Anthem, you know.
Who is it that's hating? Like, what groups of people do you think are hating the most? Do you think it's the...
You know, I like to put it this way. Like, anyone can be a hater any day of the week. It's probably people who are, like, in a bad mood, or, like, somebody who, like, forgot to eat lunch, maybe. Who knows? The way I put it is, like... Well, a hater is more about like the mood, the mood.
I'm not missing a meal.
It's more about the mood. Like it's really just like, and that's one thing that I think is important for all artists, especially new artists, to remember this simple statement. People like music based on how they are. That is it.
Yeah.
Simple statement.
So fans, if you're listening, go easy, okay?
No, but it's going to be dope. Like, I'm not worried about any hate. Like, yeah,
it's got to feel you. It's just got to use it.
I literally get so much, like, you know, I get messages every day, like positive, negative. Like, I just only focus on the positive shit. Like, basically, the internet is massive. Even if only 10% of people on the whole that saw my stuff ever liked me, I would still gain a huge fan base over time. And so when I, you know, with that in mind, I'm just focused on getting my music in front of many fans as possible. Like, any artist can be successful if they take this strategy.
And that right there beats the haters. There's nothing they can do to you.
We interrupt our program to bring you
DJ K Bliss.
Yeah, yeah. In a trap, hanging places that you can't go. Glock 40, he got smoky at a Draco. Thousand nights on that corner eating egg rolls. Bad Puerto Rican look like J-Lo. Whoa, they try to extort me, I ain't pedo. Only thing I gave him was a halo. Ayo, Uber on the way. The front or back, put my thumb all in the. I got bands for real, diamonds on me, they damn for real. All these sticks and drums banging like we in a band for real. I got cake, I stay humble, knowing the man for real. I got hitters, we don't rumble, tell your mans to chill. Yo, who mans is this? All up in my session, Instagramming. I be with some real hitters, they ain't with that camera. Cause they really out here in the field and they be slamming shit.
Top, 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 top. Giving head taps, left tap, tap, tap. They said that they were with it, but it's cap, cap, cap. Aiming at your fitted, push it back, back, back. Whack, whack. Whack, whack, whack. One phone call, get you whack, whack, whack. Try to slap me, we gon' let it slap, slap, slap. Cross the line, it's too late, you can't take it back, back, back.
It's the Ryan Show!